tension in my office. I've got tension in. It's everywhere that I go. After the bad guy killed off all the underdeveloped characters, the good guy put a bullet right through his head. The screenwriter stood up and he told us all the loose ends had been tied. He said justice is irrelevant. Violent problems need violent solutions because in America we like our bad guys dead. Preferably after some kind of kick-ass car chase or something. They roped off all my problems and they pointed their fingers at drug addiction. I think it's because they know if you're the one doing the pointing, nobody's looking at you. But you know this war on drugs is funded by tobacco and alcohol commissions. It's not really what drugs we're strung out on they care about so much as who. People still need drugs. There were some teenagers smoking pot in the dressing room when we got here. It's cool though, me and Elvis ran them off. It still smells down there though. Everywhere that I go, when rock and roll first came around, it seemed like preachers all went crazy. Pretty soon, though, that wasn't enough to get anybody in the door. So now they jump on just about any scandal that they have to try and save me because they know that I don't buy that bullshit about the devil's music anymore. Gay people getting married. That's what scares people that don't have shit all else to be scared of these days. Tension. 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 So ex-wife. I just did 2 years and 28 days. With a little better aim, I'd have been in there for my life. So you see, broke ain't gonna take me that much. I'm getting used to neither will they barbed wire jailhouse wall. Watch what you say to someone with nothing. It's almost like having it all. Well, I found this one. Don't need the work like you need the work done. You look like you're under pressure. I was looking for a job when I met you. You know what? I really ought to get a job like the job you got, cheap. One of them gigs where I just drive around all day checking up on guys like me. Yelling from the window of a pickup truck with my AC cranked up and my clothes all nice and clean. Shit. I sound like that'll be alright. That might be alright. On the other hand, I was looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need the work like you need the work done. You look like you're under pressure. You look like you're under a little bit of pressure, ball. Ladies and gentlemen, while you still can, please make me feel so very welcome. Saying this for that one of you that dragged your friend out. My name's Todd Snyder. I've been driving around this great country of ours for more than 15 years. I make this shit up and I sing it for anybody that will listen to it. Some of the songs are going to be funny, some are going to be sad, some will be both, some will be real short, some will seem like they go on forever, and sometime I may ramble on for as many as 18 minutes in between a particular song. Last few years, I've been liking to warn people before we go too far into the show that I'm going to share some of my opinions with you over the course of it. I say this early in the show so you know that I'm not going to share my opinions with you because I think they're smart or because I think you need to know them. I share them with people because they rhyme. I didn't come down here to change none of y'all's minds about nothing. I come down here to ease my own mind about everything. It works for me every time. That's why I say that every time. And so thank you one more time for giving me a chance to do it. He's sitting there. He kind of looked like he had a little bit of money. He moved through the southern draw. Well, I could tell right away by the way he was running that damn ball was just big in the crawl. At least the junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on greed, and he'll give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. Oh, That there is a brief moment between realizing you're gonna crash your car and actually crashing your car. It was in that brief moment that I come up with this song that I would like to perform for you this evening. Which is why I hope you're going to get understanding of the fact that there's only one chord in the song. As I was pressed for time. There's a truck turned over on the highway. Flares burn out of the snow. Freezing rain in our passing lane. We got 45 miles to go. 45 miles. Who's gonna take me all night? I should've known right away that something was wrong when I started thinking things were all right. Things are not all right. My old man's sick. My sister's going broke. They're closing down my favorite bar. I got a smoker's cough, and now to chop it all off, I think I'm about to wreck this car. I'm about to wreck it. Goes in stages like seasons. I say something about every one of them sucks. It's as hard to be high as it is to be cold. You're either out of control or you're stuck. You're either out of control or you're stuck. So take whatever road that you've got to. Be careful of the ice and the snow. I ain't got time to change my mind. I got 45 miles to go. 45 miles, 45 miles. Road's gonna take me all night. Oh, I should have gone my way. If something was wrong when I started thinking things was all right, thank God. Best night of pool that I ever shot. I made a lot of money too. Looking for some company in the weekly scene. I seen an app, just had to be you. I hadn't seen you since New Orleans. I never did figure about where you'd run off to. I know I look bad last time you saw me, but lately I've been doing alright. I won a tournament last week in Oklahoma City. Hustled half of this town tonight. I got some cocaine if you want some. It's the best I could find. Hey, we could just sit here and talk all night. If that big old guy out in your car don't mind like the old time. Screw off the top on a bottle of wine. We're living out our own kind of American dream. This just like the old time. Your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw your fishing line in that old mainstream. I know I ain't expecting anybody but you. I don't know who this could be at the door. But I'm pretty sure that you've got a clue. And I'll bet you've been to this hotel before. Put the you-know-what in the bathroom. But Don't flush it down just yet. Put your pager in my suitcase, I'll get the window, you light a cigarette, it'll be like the old time. Just like the old time, we're living out our own kind of American dream. It's just like the old time. Your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw your fishing line. No, sir, officer, you don't understand. We're just two old friends drinking wine. I'm sure she is, but that's not all she is. She's also an old friend of mine. I got a high school picture, it's right here in my wallet, 1982. No, sir, officer, no offense taken. You have a good night, too. Turn up that radio. I'm pretty sure that cop knew what we were up to. I guess he just decided to let us go. Oh, don't make such a thing about the picture. That was just something I kept. You don't get all sentimental on me now, girl. You haven't even told me what your new name is yet. Like old time. Just like the old times, we're living out our own kind of American dreams, just like the old time. Your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw your fishing line in that old mainstream. You didn't, did you? Leadoff man came up and he looked like a dancing rattlesnake. That crowd tracked back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down, three straight innings and a 0-0 tie. As all them batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, hallucinating how the wing sings each new swing of the bat. His sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around one time. I finally discovered giving them the eighth, he was up 2-0, and he still hadn't gotten me hit. But with 1 hour left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. Now that birthday cake was shaking, them waves of color was going wild. To the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And while the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on that last day. So I look all around the world one time, I finally discovered you can't judge the world. I sat here waiting for the coast to clear, but wishing once again I had a gun around here. Turn on my news and what do I hear? Some kid shot a bank up on Gallatin Road. He ran away from the cops while he's trying to reload. He beat them up to Eastland Street on feet, and now he's probably reloaded and running down my street. I better turn my alarm on and lock myself in. Helicopters over my house again sometime. You rise above it. Sometimes you've got to sneak below. Oh, oh, somewhere in between believing in heaven and facing the devil, you know. This little kid probably never had a chance to give money, wouldn't know good luck from a debutante. He gotta find a way to be Steve McNair. Young Bucker is tough luck, looking for a prison to haunt. And you can forget getting any kind of job you want, unless you really wanna work in a fast food restaurant. And who wants to do that? Do you wanna do that? I wouldn't trade that for my crooked hat, or my gang, or my gun, or my waist full of pages, for a job deep frying shit for richer teenagers. That's where it's at, and no one's gonna help. How are you gonna blame some kid from heaven itself? There is a war going on, the poor can't win. Helicopters over on my house again sometime. Lies above it. Sometime you gotta stay below. Whoa. Got black and white cops shining lights in my bushes. I can't see how this kid is gonna get very far unless he finds a way to make it back over to Berry Street, and he can't do that unless he steals a car. Way things are, they don't seem right. It's always white people talking about hope and light. There ain't no hope in Sam Levy, there's just guns and drugs. We ain't building bridges, we just training thugs. And then I hear this terrifying kick at my back door. And watch this kid, I say, hey, I seen this kid before. I see him all the time at that bar on Woodland Street. Now he's bleeding in my kitchen, tracking blood off his feet. And he's looking at me like I'll either help him or die. Till he sees in my eyes that I'm on his side. Hand him my keys, I say, you better move fast. There's a J in the ashtray and plenty of gas. But then my cash is way back for this. I say, yeah, well, don't be surprised if there's a little bit of this cash missing. He says, go deep, this with a big old grin. He said, we'll talk about that when I see you again. Shook my head, shook his back. Felt like I was about to have a heart attack. Until it finally drove away, I thought, god damn. Helicopter's over my house, can't talk time. You got a ride for me. Sometimes you gotta sneak below somewhere in between believing and heaven faces the devil, you know.
Somebody's house, and we would play our new songs for each other, things like that. We were big influences on each other, I should say. And I remember at the time, my favorite singer was John Prine, Jerry Jeff Walker, Chris Christopherson, Billy Joe Shaver, Guy Hawkins. And all my buddies was into Bob Dylan because he was so deep. And I would listen to it, and I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. You see, the ghost of electricity howls in the bones of a fiend. I said, what did it do to her? But I didn't want to give up on it because I knew that everybody else with a harmonica and acoustic guitar thought that this guy was the shit, and I wasn't going to give up on that. And so one night, I'm playing at this place called the Cheatham Street Warehouse, and it felt like a big night to me. It didn't turn out to be, but there was this guy who was telling me he was going to record the show. And I thought, well, that's something, you know, that'd be exciting, I guess, was to hear it. And I was sitting in this van before the show, getting ready to go out and be recorded, and I could hear on the PA Bob Dylan singing Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. And I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden it made sense to me. And now, the restraining order, you know, is a total misunderstanding. any day now, that'll be different. That'll be fine, sir. That'll be fine. That was a misunderstanding. But I remember in that moment saying to myself, I don't want to record my songs tonight. I wanna go home and make up a bunch of new ones. Like this, you know, like Kiss. And I feel like I've been coming to town long enough to be vulnerable with you guys and tell you that this is the song that was supposed to be Bob Dylan, right? And I remember I went after one of our shows to those parties where we were all playing our new songs, and I played this, and one of my buddies, he pulled me aside, he said, hey man, this is just kind of like, you're kind of copying that Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan. And I was like, yeah, right? And he said, man, you can't do that. You can't just go around copying people. And so I made a mental note of that, you know? And I told myself that I would remember that. And I stopped playing the song. And years went by. A few years later, I got to make an album. I got to go on the road for a tour. It was the first one in my life we came through here. It was a long time ago. But on that tour, I got to see a whole lot of other bands from all around the country. And we got to meet them, watch them play, and come friends with them. And if there's anything I learned from that tour, I learned that, yes, you can just go around and copy people if you want to. And that's when I started playing this song again. Keep it low.
Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had.
bowl of oatmeal to try to steer me down. And one, it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Oh, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an evil smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't hurt anyone? No, I was just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from the years inside the ball. I dream of police, heard everything I thought. What then? I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Oh, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. Don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? I was just trying to have me some fun. Last time I checked my bank book, it was getting fat. Seems like a bottom, the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. All my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Oh, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. Let's all do this together one time for Precious Spirit.
Ever gonna need.
town. So it looks like that's where we're going after this.
Thank you.
conferences tonight. Hey, Michael went on TV and tore up a picture of the Pope like Sunil O'Connor did that night. I'm gonna get wild. Sometimes I get drunk. Ain't like I've got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. Old man used to call me a no good punk, and I still don't know.
Make me leave my boots on.
found his place. We found him cold there on the sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried to fool my sadness, but I could never weep.
Thank you.
Skywalker song. Is that all right? That is my favorite one that he's got.
First ran into Stoney, was in a bar downtown. It's up in Richmond, Virginia there. We was just bumming around. Suitcase to suitcase, we started in talking, finding out about the things that we shared in the many miles that we've been. He carried this old gray pillowcase, was full of books bobbing around. Had this old concertina guitar, it was all beat up, we played like hell. Until you got him started singing them gospel songs. He'd sing those all night for nothing. He'd tell you stories, tell them. Say, get your bags, boy, the sun's up. It's time to roll. There ain't no better time than early in the morning to be out walking down the road, watching some new day beginning while the fools are rushing on by. We'll be like some old Mr. Independence. We'll take our own sweet time. Stoney had a magic that made him hard to forget. Like the night we rolled down that old Ohio highway in a pickup truck that nearly wrecked. There was this crazy woman driving. She was drunk and she was carrying on. Till Stoney finally calmed her, singing gospel songs. Split the road in all work, he just shook my hand. Says, I'll see you someplace, cowboy, but you know he never had. We were that free then, just walking down the road. We didn't used to care so much where the highway would go. Years later, we found out Stoney was a bullshitter. No doubt about it. But still, that's just the way that he told you things. Made you never want to doubt it. He kept you going. Where the gold got, brother, he could get you through a lean time just by making it up. But the truth, it's usually your parents will pull you aside and they'll say, hey, you're being a fibber. If you hear that and you still get older and you're still not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, somebody's gonna come up to you and they say, hey man, you're a liar. And if you can take that and move on down the road and still keep telling not the whole truth or anything but the truth, one of your friends is going to walk right up to you and call you a bullshitter. If you don't hear that and you keep on going and you continue not to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, they start calling you a folk singer. They cheer for you. Bumming around.
suitcase to suitcase. We started in talking. We found out about some things that we shared and some similar minds that we've been. I'm gonna tell y'all about the time I married my cousin in Las Vegas. I'll tell you next time, okay?
Take that and move on down the road and still keep telling
not the whole truth or anything but the truth. One of your friends is going to walk right up to you and call you a bullshitter. If you don't hear that, and you keep on going, and you continue not to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, they start calling you a folk singer. They cheer for you. About the time I married my cousin in Las Vegas. Well, I'll tell you next time, okay? Yeah.
So nice.